Welcome to the Embracing a Simpler Life podcast. Here we are in the closet once again, and Katie is here with me.
Hey.
And I'm Mitch, and we're going to talk about something that's so involved, so deep, and so meaningful, it's going to take 2 weeks.
That's right. We're starting our very first ever series. It may only have two parts, but the good news is that they are going to air 2 weeks in a row. I know several of you have mentioned that you would really love to see our podcast become a weekly podcast. Right now it is bi-weekly.
Bold statement.
And we are very much desiring to make that happen. So this is kind of a first step in that direction, a little two-part series on motherhood in light of eternity. So Mitch, you're pretty much an expert on that, right?
Yeah, this will be in my wheelhouse, and I'm glad to be a part of it. Feel good.
So for part one of this series, we are going to be looking at serving in motherhood and how that gives eternal meaning to all of our moments, because motherhood is very much characterized by serving. And next week, we will be back talking about a mother's call to make disciples, because God has given us a very holy and important calling within our homes.
So the question we're asking is, what does it look like to actually do this? Where do parenthood, notice I didn't say motherhood, parenthood and eternity intersect? And really, they do much more than intersect. Every aspect of our parenthood can be embraced and lived in an eternal way.
Yeah, and this matters. It matters beyond the moment that we're in right now. It really matters beyond this life. It's important to think about this and to take time to live eternally minded. In fact, I just wrote a book on this very topic, and we're going to be lightly touching on a few themes that I went into with a lot of depth in Heavenly Minded Mom. That book is launching April 3rd, this coming Tuesday. It is coming. It is here. I'm so excited. So I really hope that you will join that journey. Over the past 3 weeks, I've had the privilege of being with a launch team who has gotten to pre-screen the book and read it, and now they have started giving me some feedback. And I want to take a moment to read a couple of their reactions. So Lisa said, "Heavenly Minded Mom fell across my path when I was seeking simplicity in my life. It was perfect timing. Katie's perspective on eternity through these devotions has begun to shift my heart, and I'm learning to let go of earthly things, all while growing closer to God, which is the ultimate goal, right? I am excited to reread Heavenly Minded Mom and see how I continue to be inspired. This book is amazing, and I know it will be a blessing in your life."
And Ashton said, "This is an excellent devotional, particularly for moms of littles. Each entry is saturated with scripture, yet short enough to read and meditate on for those of us who are pressed for time. I have just gotten a hold of the companion journal and am looking forward to going back through the book more slowly and really digging in."
So the companion journal that Ashton mentioned is actually one of the pre-order bonuses. That is a free download that you can get if you order the book by Tuesday, April 3rd. So this is time sensitive. And in fact, that's not the only bonus that you will get. You will also get a beautiful art print from Chickadee Art & Co. that has a quote from the book. It says, "God has given each one of us a calling that is beautifully simple, completely unique, and utterly eternal, to follow him." It is gorgeous. She did a great job with that. And also, as an added bonus, Starfish Project has provided an exclusive 30% off coupon. I love them so dearly because they work with women who have escaped human trafficking in Asia and provide them with employment and counseling and just general help with their lives. So that is who makes all their jewelry, and it's some of my favorite jewelry anywhere online. So maybe a great Mother's Day gift for someone in your life would be Heavenly Minded Mom along with a piece of jewelry from the Starfish Project. One last thing that we have going on in the Embracing a Simpler Life community surrounding the book launch that is just going to be super fun is a book launch Facebook party.
Party!
If you've never been a part of one of my Facebook parties before, they are a lot of fun. It's all about community, encouragement, spending time online with other like-minded women. I'll be doing live videos. There will be tons of giveaways. We have a lot of great prizes lined up, including a She Reads Truth Bible, a necklace from the Starfish Project, a subscription box to Fair Trade Friday, a cute coffee mug from Dayspring, and all kinds of digital products, admittance to the Enjoy the Word online conference, which is like a $60 value. So there will be a lot of winners, a lot of prizes, a lot of great discussion and encouragement. I'll be doing live videos. There will be a freebie, a spiritual growth freebie that I'm rolling out for everyone who attends the party. So that is taking place on my Facebook page, the Embracing a Simpler Life Facebook page. And simply search Embracing a Simpler Life on Facebook, like the page, and then show up on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. And there's also an actual event page where you can RSVP and be reminded as the event is getting closer. I will link to that in the show notes, but I really hope that you'll be able to make it. I think it's going to be a really fun time and a really wonderful way to launch the book into the world. And you don't have to buy the book to come. I would just love to have you there.
Now, back to our regularly scheduled programming. That is very hard to say with enunciation.
You did a bang-up job.
All right, thank you. So we're going to be talking about serving this week. Serving while being a parent. It's very important. And I want to start by hearing a story from Katie. She wants to tell us all about how she became a mom and what happened to her.
Well, that was a huge buildup, but I don't really have anything real specific to say, just that I think I was a little resistant early in my journey. And as those of you who are mothers or fathers know, you understand how much you grow up over the course of having children and learning to make sacrifices on their behalf. That is something that matures us, I think, almost unlike anything else. At least I can say that from personal experience. But in the beginning, I wasn't too fond of all the sleep that I was missing and all the control of my schedule and freedom that I was losing. And I did it. I did everything I needed to do for our daughter. And one child became two, two became three. But my heart wasn't always caught up with my actions. There was a little bit of tension or stress or sadness for the way things were. I was just a little bit stubborn in wanting to really let go and serve in motherhood. But the truth is, motherhood is sanctifying and fatherhood. But you know, in some ways, I think the mother maybe gives a little bit more in some cases.
I'm definitely not arguing with this.
Because I mean, you do have to grow the baby and nurse the baby potentially, and you know, a lot of times they might want their mother. This might not be true for every household, every situation. Some children are adopted and there could just be really equal footing, but motherhood has some very unique sacrifices that tend to be involved in it. I think that what I've learned is that sacrifice is a manifestation of love. So if you think about it, God's love to us was made manifest in his sacrifice. And that sacrifice was multifaceted. He came to earth. That alone is incomprehensible. We have no idea how extreme it was for God to give up his glory to become one of us. And finally, of course, Jesus sacrificed his very life. He died to redeem ours. Now, in the same way, if we love him, we are going to reciprocate a sacrifice. The Bible says that if anyone would come after Christ, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. There's a laying down of our lives that must happen if we are truly going to follow after him. The Bible says, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commands. And there's sacrifice in that. So sacrifice is the litmus test for love. And thus, it is actually the definition of love.
In the second most famous 3:16 that John wrote, that is found in 1 John, of course, he says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. That right there is the definition of love as presented in the Bible, which, just like Katie said, has 100% to do with sacrifice. He laid down his life. There is no greater love than to lay down your life for someone else. In fact, the night before his death, Jesus did something else that was extremely sacrificial, and we find that in John 13.
Starting in verse 1, it says, it was before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Skipping to verse 3, Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So here's what he did, knowing that he had power over all things. He got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Christ chose to serve in such a humble, humble way. The King of the universe did this for man. And after he had done, he said this, do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. I see a lot of application for these scriptures in motherhood. I don't know if there is a time where we are more tangibly and more often washing someone else's feet, someone who can't completely understand and oftentimes can't even thank us if we're dealing with an infant. And maybe we're not just washing their feet. Maybe we're wiping their bottoms or doing any other number of thankless tasks.
Which is not much different than washing feet back in the day when you were walking around in sandals with animals everywhere. But anyway, go on.
Oh, very true. So if Christ did this, and if he commanded us to do likewise and says that we will be blessed if we do this, we can know that there is great power in sacrifice through love in motherhood. In fact, 1 Corinthians 13:13 says that there are three things that will remain after the end of time: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Christ showed the full extent of his love. He loved his disciples to the end. And washing their feet was a big part of how he showed that. So that means we can take great purpose in the sleepless nights that we spend pacing the floor with a fussy baby, the unending mountain of laundry we wash, fold, dry, and put away, and then repeat, the many noses and bottoms that we wipe, the shoes we tie, the snacks we serve, and on and on and on.
And the lawns we mow.
Yes. Thank you so much for taking care of the lawn care for our family. I appreciate it. But when we do it in a spirit of humble love, the same one that was modeled by our Savior, the love that flows from heaven as the source, we know that this matters eternally and that it's pleasing to God.
And let's be clear, just because you're serving your family, that does not mean that you're loving your family. The reason I say that is because God knows our heart. He knows where we really, truly are and why we're serving our family. If we're serving them with a resentful heart, God knows that. He wants us to serve them out of love. So make sure you're checking your heart. Where is your heart in all of this? So that you know, am I serving my family because I love them and I want to show them that love and I want to express my love in the same way that Jesus did? Or am I doing this because I have to or because it's super annoying when all the clothes are gone and in the laundry?
Yeah. I know there have been times along the way where, yes, I was staying home with the baby because the baby needed to go to bed, and that was just the reality of it.
So easy.
And I was missing out on something else. So yes, I made the sacrifice, but I wasn't happy about it. And I feel like that's kind of where you get to the heart level of, are you willingly trusting God? Are you willingly stepping forward and faithfully accomplishing the task that he's giving you? Are you devoting your work to him? A verse that I have found a lot of meaning in as I've been on this journey of figuring out how eternity influences my daily life is Colossians 3:23-24.
And it says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord and not for man. For you know you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as your reward. It is the Lord Christ that you are serving." It's not man that you are serving. It's not your family. It's not your husband. It's not your wife. It is God.
And that changes the lens completely when you know that you serve faithfully and offered as a sacrifice to the Lord, you're going to be rewarded. It enables a joyful heart and a joyful spirit in motherhood while doing all those dishes and cleaning up snacks and serving snacks and the constant dirt that the kids are tracking across the floor or whatever it may be when they're not grateful and their hearts aren't in the right place and not feeling appreciated, whatever hardship that we might go through as a mother, we are able to do it in a spirit of worship and not take it so personally, but say, you know what, this is a task God has put before me, and I am going to pray and seek him, and the results are in his hands.
And it even says, work at it with all your heart, not 50% heart, 75% heart, not even 99% heart. It says, work at it with all of your heart, and that's important too. Let's be all in on this. Let's take it to the next level. Let's serve in ways that are unimaginable to our family and those around us. And that will make a huge difference, not only in your attitude and your heart condition, but all of those people around you. I know it affects me a lot. I can tell when Katie's serving fully, and it happens so often it makes me look really, really bad. But I also can feel the love of God from that, and that is really cool.
I've never thought about this until you said that, but yes, it says heart. It doesn't say energy or effort.
Or skill.
Yeah. So we could be working very hard for the wrong reasons and not let our heart be in it. And the truth is, our husbands and children and wives are going to let us down, and they're not always going to feel worthy of our whole heart's service.
Well, then you just didn't marry as well as me.
However, because of God's love, that is what enables us. And that's the point that we want to make.
Absolutely.
So it's not the act of sacrifice alone that sets it apart as holy. It is the heart of the one who's making it. And eternity has been set before mothers and fathers. And it is evident and manifested, for one, in the way that we serve.
And that is a wrap. I always feel like I end this show very abruptly, and so here we are at the end. We have one more thing to talk about, which is don't forget to go order your book. We've been talking about it. This is your last chance before the book is released, and it will be released on Tuesday, April 3rd. Katie's super excited. I'm really excited. Everybody's excited. They're so excited. They all want to go party. Party on Facebook. Don't forget to join the Facebook party also. What else am I forgetting, Katie?
I think you pretty much covered it. I would love for all of you to be a part of what God is doing through Heavenly Minded Mom. I want to share that with you very much. If you're not a mother, get it anyway. If you're not a woman, it might feel a little bit less relevant, but get it for your wife or for a friend who is a mother and could use some encouragement.
Or paint it blue and read it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's a good book.
Totally paint it blue. It's very pink. It's very feminine right now. I actually love the cover, and it has a really good feel to it, too. I have a friend who's really into book textures, and she told me that it was a really good one. So it is. It's almost like soft or something. But yes, it's a paperback. It's a really nice size. Okay, so enough about that. But be sure to claim your pre-order bonuses. The window for all of that closes midnight Eastern time, Tuesday. The party is Tuesday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern on my Facebook page, Embracing a Simpler Life. And I think that's all you need to know. We'll see you next time for part 2 of the Motherhood in Light of Eternity series.
Peace.